This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains. Our final visit to the greenhouses that make up Busy Bee Farms included a chance to get some advice from the experts on how to choose and use a great-tasting tomato. Susan and Danny Nelson explained that tomatoes must have a blush of color in the gel around the seeds before being picked in order to have taste. Tomatoes that are shipped long distances are picked green, thus never really developing a true tomato taste. These tomatoes are also bred to have thick skins in order to survive the handling they receive during shipping. The thicker the skin, the less the taste. Home or greenhouse-grown tomatoes have a skin that often can be cut with your fingernail. Another tomato tip: be sure to leave your fresh-picked tomatoes on the counter to ripen to a deep color, and don't ever refrigerate them or they'll get mushy. When I left Busy Bee, I had a half dozen heirloom tomatoes and a fresh lettuce in tow, along with a bunch of photos you can see on our website. And I had some words from Susan that pretty much sums up the Nelsons' belief in true rewards from hard work.
Everything you're telling me about seems like it involves work, 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 hand work,
yes.
Daily work.
Yes.
And so I see the two of you, and I see thousands of tomato plants.
I work full time, and he retired to do this, which is work. And we have somebody part time that comes and helps. We have a gentleman that comes and helps Danny.
Okay. But
you
work elsewhere, or you work here?
No, I work elsewhere.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, a couple things. It's like therapy working with your hands when you get home from work.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of fun with our grandkids when we take them to farmers market, and it teaches them a lot. And they have to come help us pick. And if they want to make money, they have to come and they bag the little tomatoes up. And at the farmers market, they've got to give back, figure up dollar and cents. We don't do it for them. And they're 8, 10, 14 years old doing this, and it teaches them values. We have fun with that.
Yeah.
And then we're a little crazy.
Well, this is great.
We don't watch a whole lot of TV.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.